We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Neil Rockville on Deshaun Watson. He's untouchable. No team would trade without talking to him, and no attorney with a license would allow their client to do that. Obviously a good point. You're not going to have Deshaun Watson sitting down talking to teams and answering questions with all of this civil and criminal activity surrounding him. I would imagine that Deshaun Watson is going to start the season on the commissioner's exempt list. That would be my guess. We'll see what happens. Clinton Portis was on my podcast yesterday, and I wanted to play some of it back because Clinton Portis is very excited about the upcoming season and one player in particular. This was my conversation with him yesterday from my podcast. It started with me just asking him how he's been because it had been a while since we had spoken.
I'm good, man. Slow motion. Looking forward to football season like always.
What's Washington's record going to be this upcoming season? Keep in mind, it's a 17-game season.
That's tough. I honestly give them 11-6.
11-6. You do realize they haven't won 11 games since 1991. 30 years.
I know they haven't. They haven't played 17 games before.
That's true. I understand that. You really have them 11-6. Why?
I really do. First off, I love their defense. But for years, you know, I've been a fan of Fitzpatrick getting an opportunity and saying I think he would be the guy for the football team. And if you really look at Fitzpatrick, he's been in those unfortunate situations. Every year, the team that he's on end up with the first pick. So you would assume they're tanking. They take a quarterback. You go from Houston, where they took Deshaun Watson, to New York, where they took the quarterback, to Tampa Bay, where they took Winston, to Miami, where they took Tua. So he's been in unfortunate situations with teams that were really tanking and just weren't trying to win. You know, if you look at Fitzpatrick, before they benched him their bye week, he had the Dolphins in contention for a playoff spot, and all of a sudden they decided to go in a different direction with Tua. So I think you need a quarterback that's going to be tough-skinned, that's going to be a go-getter, a guy who doesn't care about turning the ball over or who's worried about his stats or anything else. So with that being said, I think Fitzpatrick have tough skin to where he can – handle the media. He's not one of those quarterbacks that the media is going to affect him or get in his head because of all the situations he's already played through. And you look at the other quarterbacks that were in this system or that were with this team, and the media, you know, from RG3 and Kirk Cousins to Haskins, there was always a media blitz around it. Now with Fitzpatrick, I think he just has an opportunity to go out and play football. And he's loaded with weapons around him, which we haven't seen weapons at the wide receiver position in quite some time. You know, you could always go back to Pierre and DJ. But I think this wide receiver crew, with the weapons that they possess, could be really dangerous.
You're not trying to say that the media impacted these quarterbacks here that were here previously in a negative way, are you? You're not blaming the media for that, are you?
No. I'm not blaming the media for anything. I'm just saying it was always a media blitz around whatever these quarterbacks did that were here. I'm not blaming the media for their play. I'm saying the media got into their head. It was always a pit. You know, if you look at RG3 and Kirk Cousins' situation, the media, you know, you look at Kirk Cousins and the franchise tag, the media, you know, it was always a media blitz surrounding it that played a part. So I'm not saying for their performance on the field. I'm just saying getting in their head. You need a guy that's going to be tough-skinned, who doesn't care about what the headlines say, who doesn't care about blitz and glory and fame, who's just going out to play football. Because if you look at Fitzpatrick, he don't care about making a mistake, and that's what you need. You need a guy who's going to go out and say, if I could throw four touchdowns and I end up throwing two interceptions, we win the game. We're up 14. So that's the type of quarterback you need in this system. In the DMV.
Yeah, I definitely think that Ryan Fitzpatrick would appear to be one of those guys who isn't going to let the pressure of the position in any market bother him. And yes, the pressure on the quarterback of the football team in this town has always been there, no matter who it's been over the years. It's always been, look, I don't know if it is anymore, but for many years, many people said the quarterback of the Washington Redskins is the second most important person in town, and it's debatable with the president of the United States. So there's always been, you know, that kind of spotlight put on the quarterback, and some handle it well and some don't. And I would agree with you. Fitzpatrick seems to be the kind of guy that isn't going to give a shit one way or the other about what anybody says, fans, media, or anybody else. So that would be a good thing. You really are, and you have been, a big Ryan Fitzpatrick fan. Before he got here, why?
I just, again, as I told you, you look at the situation he's been in throughout. You look at Houston, you look at the Jets, you look at the Dolphins, you look at the Bucks, and he gave them opportunities every season before they drafted a quarterback. It was just already within the organization, hey, we're tanking, we're going to get this guy. If Deshaun Watson come available, the Texans take him. You know, Darnold come available for the Jets. Jameis come available for the Bucks. And then Tua is sitting here for the Dolphins. So you can't blame Fitzpatrick for those situations because the team decided to go in another direction. He was just that gap filler again, where it seems like he's a gap filler here, but I think he actually has a legit chance to be the man here.
So why, though? You know, why haven't teams over 17 years of his career committed to him and committed to building around him rather than looking at the first opportunity to replace him?
Well, I mean, it's the same all the time. You're always looking for a quarterback. The quarterback is so important, and no one realizes the weapons around the quarterback. In all of those situations, look at the weapons around those people at the time. You know, he never really had weapons. And I think he's going into a system where he has an opportunity to have weapons, a team that's put together defensively. I think it could be one of the top three defenses in the NFL. So you're not sitting here worried, saying all this pressure is on me offensively and I don't have any help. He actually has help on the offensive side of the ball. You got Antonio Gibson. You got a wide receiving core with Terry at the lead, with Samuel. These young guys, I actually think Gandy Golden should pop into the scene. So you have guys that's going to become playmakers. I love Brown, you know, so you got 5-6 receivers all of a sudden where you didn't have two previously. And for him, he never had a core receiver.
I know, but you're not answering the question. I asked you, why didn't teams believe in him and then commit to building around him and giving him the weapons? They always bailed on him.
Teams always like the shiny new guy. And all of those guys rightfully so, should have been replaced. I mean, all of those guys should have been picked over Fitzpatrick. You know, Deshaun Watson, look what he turned out to be. Sam Darnold, look who he turned out to be. Jameis Winston is still up for grabs, but coming off the season that he came off of at FSU, why wouldn't you take him? So I think I think Fitzpatrick has just been an organization that were going in a different direction. They all had new coaches, and a new coach always wants a new quarterback and something to play with. So therefore, he's been in unfortunate situations. Whereas here, his intangibles, being able to get the ball out of his hand, having a rocket arm, taking chances, the smarts is there. I see him pick the Redskins apart. You know, years ago, they should have won the game and didn't. But just the play that he had, the playmaking ability that he gave the Dolphins in that game, you know, I think he's smart enough to make the throws. He knows where the ball should go. And now he actually has weapons to give it to.
I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate, but the truth is I sort of agree with you. Like, I'm excited about him. I think it's a major upgrade. I've always kind of liked him. I thought Miami, had they not decided organizationally to commit to Tua after the sixth game, that they would have been a playoff team last year. I think he's playing the best football of his life. He said last week this is the best situation he's been in terms of a surrounding team that he's been sort of given the starting job to. He sort of admitted that, you know, there's been this discussion about a competition. There's no competition. Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to be the starting quarterback. But part of that supporting cast is what you've already referred to once, and I want to get into that. And that is – actually, one more question about Fitzpatrick. They took a big swing that we know of, and maybe a couple of others, but they did make a big effort to try to trade for Matt Stafford. Would you prefer to have Matt Stafford or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Of course, you would say Matt.
Okay,
Stafford,
all right.
But
just wanted to make sure. Yeah.
When that didn't work,
yes,
I was disappointed with Fitzpatrick. You know, of course, you're going to take a chance to shoot for Stafford. You know, Stafford is going to come out year in, year out, give you 4,000 or 5,000 yards, whatever he throws for on a yearly. I think Stafford is a quarterback that's been in the system, again, on a team that just didn't have a total team. He's always had, you know, you go back to Calvin Johnson and you look at the receivers that he's had, but they didn't have a running game. They didn't have a defense. It wasn't a team around him. Everything was placed on Stafford. Now that Stafford is with the Rams, I think you're going to see a guy who could possibly be in the conversation for MVP because they have weapons. You know, I don't think their receiving core is strong, but they have playmakers. You just lost your top running back to an ACL. So I think the Rams, especially with their head coach, with Sean McVay, teaming up with Stafford, they're in a great position. But you look at Fitzpatrick, I don't see why teams or organizations keep looking at him like this is a gap filler when this guy is actually playing at a high level. You can go back to Tampa and really see the rise. Since Tampa, the confidence that he's been on with the opportunity that he's gotten, you could see where it's soared. You know, you look at his fashion sense, you look at his statement, his style, he doesn't care. He's going out to play football and he's having fun at this point. So that's what I look at.
All right, I want to talk to you about the defense. I think that the two big storylines going into training camp, first of all, let me just mention, this is going to be a training camp and a season, as for now, for right now, that is going to be more about football than it has been in a lot of recent years. A summer ago, let's not forget, it was the name that had just been lost. There were all of the stories of sexual harassment. You had a coach that was on the verge of getting cancer. You had Alex Smith and his whole situation. This is, I think, for the first time, a lot of people are focusing in on the football, which is a good thing. And I think the two big storylines are Ryan Fitzpatrick, is he the right guy? And I think it'd be hard to say that he's not going to be an upgrade because the quarterbacking situation last year wasn't very good. And then the defense, how good is it going to be really? And this is where, Clinton, I would say to you, and I want you to respond to this, it's got a lot of young talent. It's well coached, much better coached than defensively our defenses have been in recent years. However, With that said, it was also a defense last year that, while statistically it finished very high, it played a lot of backup quarterbacks, a lot of terrible offensive teams last year. And the good teams the defense faced last year, they didn't have great games. They gave up 500-plus yards to Tampa Bay. They got run over by the Buccaneers in the playoff game. Carolina ran the ball on them. Seattle ran the ball on them. The Giants beat them twice last year. Detroit beat them with Stafford having a massive day. I know they've added William Jackson III. I'm excited about that. They drafted Jamin Davis. It's year two in the system. But how do we know for sure that this is going to be an elite defense? It was not elite last year. It was improved, and it was good. It was not elite.
Well, I think Chase Young was a rookie last year. All right? He's coming into his second year. We know what he's capable of. He's a proven commodity. You look at Davis. You know, going out and getting Davis, a guy who's sideline to sideline and can make plays. I remember watching him at Kentucky come downhill, and I'm thinking, like, when did Kentucky get a defense? And it was really just him on defense headhunting. And then you lost Landon Collins last year. So when you look at the secondary, you're getting Landon Collins and William Jackson back. The linebacker core, you got faster. With your linebackers and your D-line, which was the face of the team last year, comes back and feel like they're much improved. So with that being said, I just feel as if this defense in year two, knowing where they're supposed to be, knowing what's asked of them, will be much better. And I think Davis brings that much to the table that for run stopping, being able to have a linebacker that can cover a tight end, or having a linebacker that can cover a running back out of the backfield, where you're not constantly shuffling guys on and off the field trying to find something and cover someone else up. I think even Montez Sweat had a breakout season last year, which is going to be even more. Now you're game planning for Sweat and Chase Young, and we almost kind of forget about those guys in the middle with Alan Payne and Ioannidis. So you have a lot of potential. It's really just getting it together. And then another thing that people don't realize, offense was atrocious in some of those games and had to get off the field. They were three and out often last year. This year, I don't see a lot of three and outs with Fitzpatrick. And I don't see a lot of three and outs, or I don't see the defense having to be on the field as much as they were last season. Now I think you have a balanced offense that could run the ball. I think you improve offensive line wise. I think your receivers are the receiver position totally upgraded this offseason. So I feel like the team gives you an opportunity. The offense gives the defense an opportunity to rest, and that hasn't happened in I don't know how long. You know, normally it's the defense trying to spark and get the offense to doing something. This year, I actually feel as if this offense has the potential to put points up and sustain drives, because Fitzpatrick can pick you apart going down the field, taking the little small dumps underneath. And we saw him do this in Miami a lot. So taking what's there, this is not a guy that you can say, oh, you know what, he can't throw the intermediate pass, or he's not throwing deep balls. You know, he's accurate. He can make any throw. So I expect for the team to be able to get out and sustain drives, get a defensive opportunity to rest, and that's going to make the defense much better.
He also weighed in on Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson and vaccines. And you can hear that whole thing on my podcast at the Washington, at the KevinSheehanShow.com or anywhere you get a podcast. More training camp stuff when we come back. But I want to tell you, first of all, 11-6 is what he's got Washington at. 11-6. He joins, the group of people that have very high expectations. You know, you could be wildly optimistic and you could say 10-7 playoffs. 11-6, that's division. That wins the division more likely than not. New BetMGM customers can turn a dollar into $100 when they bet on any Washington Nationals game. Sign up for the BetMGM app, use my bonus code KevinS100, and if you bet $1 on any Nats game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds, specials, and more. Plus, if you're at Nats Park this season, you can bet in and around the stadium right from your phone. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use my bonus code KevinS100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Nats game this year. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, an official sports betting partner of the Washington Nationals. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older, D.C. and Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, 1-800-522-47.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
700.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Just put up our Twitter poll of the day presented by Window Nation. Buy two, get two free right now. No money down, no payments, no interest for 2 full years. Training camp is underway. Day one, you just heard from Clinton Portis. John Keim's going to join us at 8 a.m. Training camp in Richmond getting started today. Describe your feelings, your expectations for the Washington football team's upcoming season. We've had a lot of wild predictions here over the last week. Sam Acho, ESPN, second best team behind Tampa Bay in the NFC. You just heard Clinton Portis say 11-6. Portis really excited about Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's been a Ryan Fitzpatrick fan for a while. I gave you 4 choices on the poll at Kevin Sheehan DC. Describe your feelings, your expectations for the team and their upcoming season. You're excited because it's a very good team. You're cautiously optimistic. You think they're a year or two away, or you don't care at all. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We're always with feeling. Many of us, some of you have lost that feeling, even though you pay attention to shows like these and enjoy the conversation about the team. The don't care is the portion of the fan base that's become very apathetic. There are other answers you can provide other than the 4 that I've given you, but 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Training camp starts today in Richmond. By the way, they're in Richmond for a week. Describe your feelings, your expectations for the Washington football team's upcoming season. I do think personally that those that are still very much involved in following this team, either the granular day-to-day detail or sort of higher level, from a higher level, you know, knowing that they selected Jamin Davis and signed Ryan Fitzpatrick and added William Jackson III. But may not know that much about Charles Leno Jr. I think that the anticipation for this season is as high as any since 2013. Now, I was excited about 2016 because I wanted to see the continuation of what that offense looked like with Garcon and with Jackson and with Jordan Reed and with Kirk Cousins. I needed a running game, which they never had, and I needed much improvement on defense, which they didn't get. This team, because of its defense and the prospect that that defense could take another big jump improvement-wise, along with a much better quarterback situation, even though it may not be, you know, top half of the league quarterbacking, but I don't know that it's going to be bottom of the third or bottom third or bottom fourth quarterbacking either. Add, you know, additional offensive weapons. I do think that this team, in part because I think they've got a good coaching staff as well, and they haven't had that in a long time, I am cautiously optimistic. I would say that I think this team, and Brendan and I have talked a lot about it, I think that they're going to be easier on the eyes to watch. They were last year compared to the year before, and I think they will be this year compared to last year. I think they will be an improved football team, and I hope that improvement leads to a winning season and, you know, contention for a playoff berth. I think that those are reasonable expectations. I think a winning season and being in contention for a playoff berth would be an improvement. Last year they were in the playoffs, but not because they were a winning team. I'm cautiously optimistic. I am definitely not bought in 100%. It's going to be hard to get me to do that until they've actually done it. And then the year following that, maybe I'll be bought in. But there hasn't been a year in 30 where they've actually been a legitimate contender. I don't see them being an upper echelon NFC contender. That's way too far of a reach for me. I am cautiously optimistic that it's going to be an improved football team, a winning record football team, and that at Thanksgiving and maybe even into early December, they're in contention for a playoff spot. And really, given the last 21 years, what else can you ask for? If you're a fan of this team, if you're a fan of football, if you want your team to be a part of the mix and not be out of it by late October, early November, or by Thanksgiving, you get to Thanksgiving weekend, and by the way, they play Monday night football at home against Russell Wilson in Seattle to cap off Thanksgiving weekend in the NFL. You'd love to get to that point where, by the way, because of a 17-game schedule, they still have 7 games left when they play Seattle, which means at that point they've played 10 games. It'd be nice if they're somewhere 5-5, 6-4. So you are in the mix. You're in the hunt with still, remember, all of those division games to be played. The schedule quirk, if you will, for them is their final 5 games are all division games. They only play 6 of them, and 5 of them come over the final 5 weeks of the season. And by the time they get to those 5 games, Brendan, Dallas, Philadelphia, the Giants to end the season, it will have been exactly 3 months since their last division game. And that is against the Giants in week 2. Pretty crazy that they're going to play the Giants in week 2 of this season. And then you go 3 months until you get to your next division game. But that's the way the schedule sets up for them this year. But given how brutal a stretch they have, with Buffalo, Atlanta, New Orleans, Kansas City, Green Bay, Denver, Tampa, it'd be nice if you get through 10 games and you're sitting there Thanksgiving weekend with still 5 division games left and you're 5-5 or 6-4. That's where I would say I'm cautiously optimistic that they can be there Thanksgiving weekend and in the hunt with the team they have. You can vote on the Twitter poll at Kevin Sheehan DC. Training camp day 1 is here. Describe your feelings, expectations for the Washington football team's upcoming season. Brendan, I gave you my answer of the 4 that are out there. You can elaborate on any one of the 4. Excited, very good team. Cautiously optimistic. Still a year or 2 away, or you don't care. Which of the 4?
I am cautiously optimistic. I am with you in a lot of what you said. I think with the schedule this year, even if the defense takes a step back from what it was last year, we're all expecting the defense to be very good. We also do know that they're playing a ton of top quarterbacks. I think the offense is going to go from an unprofessional, one of the three worst offenses in the league, to an actual professional modern offense. And I think just upgrading from Alex Smith to Ryan Fitzpatrick will be able to allow Scott Turner to run a more modern offense, not checking down and 5 air yards per attempt. He'll actually be able to open up the playbook a little bit. And I think with that, it could still be better on offense, and it will be better. It's going to be significantly better on offense. But because the defense may not be the elite defense and won't be facing Ben DiNucci and Andy Dalton and all the backups that they faced last year, they could look significantly better and still not be a playoff team, but it will be a progress, I think, for the overall franchise. I think the team will look better in 2021, and the results may not follow, but I think it'll be building long-term. So I'm cautiously optimistic that they might be able to turn that into a playoff.
You said something, though, at the very beginning of your answer about the defense. And you said the defense could take a step back. You're talking about in terms of like standings or rankings, not in actual ability and performance.
Correct.
Like to me, if the defense takes an actual step backward, and I'm not talking about quantitatively, I'm talking about qualitatively, that would be the biggest disappointment for me this year. Last year going into the season, I said the biggest disappointment for me would be if the defense doesn't make a massive improvement from where they were in 2019. It was hard for them to take a step backwards, but I wanted to see that significant jump with all of that young talent that we'd been talking about but had not seen perform, and they were adding, obviously, Chase Young and a real defensive coaching staff. And I would put that at the list of my biggest disappointments this year as well, if the defense doesn't take another big step forward. It's year two of this system. They had an off season, which they didn't have last year. They've added two key players defensively to need areas. I want to see this defense be what a lot of you think it is already, and it isn't, but what I think it can become, which is dominant. I want to see it take that step in that direction, if not get there this year. And it could have games in which Justin Herbert or Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers have big games, but they also, as they're playing those teams, you realize they're playing those quarterbacks and those offenses as well as anybody's played them. You know, they're giving their team a chance. They're not getting run over. They're not giving up 35 points or 42 points and, you know, 575 yards. But it's a 380-yard, you know, 27-point give up, and your offense is keeping you in it, and you're in the game against some of these great quarterbacks and great offenses. Keep in mind, we're not just talking about great quarterbacks. We're talking about Herbert, Keenan Allen, Josh Allen, and Stephon Diggs. Tariq Hill, along with Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey. Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers. Mike Evans et al. And Tom Brady. DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson. CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, and Dak Prescott. It's not just on the surface, on paper, the quarterbacks. It's the overall talent offensively that they're going to face this year. They're not only facing the best quarterbacks in the game, they're facing some of the best receivers in the game. So the biggest disappointment I would have this year is if somehow at the end of the year we said, you know what, we should have seen it coming, the 507 yards against Tampa. They got some talent and they're better coached, but they're far, far from being like one of the elite defenses. That would be disappointing to me. At the end of the year, I want to see signs, even against what they're playing, that this is, wow, a defense that made big improvement and is one of the legitimate, not, you know, statistically by rankings because they played a bunch of backup quarterbacks, but I want to see a team that is really
improve defensively? That would be my biggest disappointment. We'll save that question for another day. I want to stick with the question that we've put out there on Twitter, which is training camp day one is here. Describe your feelings, your expectations for the upcoming season. How are you feeling emotionally? All right, don't give me a record prediction. I gave you four options, but you can give me exactly, specifically what it is you're feeling right now. The four options were excited, that you think it's a very good team, you're cautiously optimistic, you think it's a year or two away, or you don't care. You can vote at Kevin Sheehan DC on Twitter. Brendan will retweet it from at Team 980. And we will go from there. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Training camp coverage on the Team 980 is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, your clear home improvement choice. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. Your calls on this, John Keim follows right after your calls at 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. On the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also on the Odyssey app. I want to tell you about Window Nation. They've got the deal going right now. We're going to get hot again. It was hot and sticky yesterday. If you're feeling the heat in your home and you're looking at your energy bills and you're wondering why are they so much higher than typical, well, it could be your windows. And if you're looking for new windows or if you need new windows, I would recommend highly that you replace those low-quality builder-grade windows with new energy-efficient Window Nation windows with the deal of the summer. You get two free windows with every two you buy, plus you put no money down, make no payments, and pay no interest for 24 months. I've been endorsing Window Nation windows for 12 years. Harley and Aaron, the two brothers that started the company, are two of the smartest entrepreneurs that I've ever met. They've built one of the top five window retailing companies in America, and they've done it because they're focused on getting it right the first time. They measure each window three times to ensure the proper fit. They've installed over a million windows in over 150,000 homes. And in the last year alone, 200,000 windows went in. That's 40 times more than the average window company. And 96% of them required no follow-up service. Talked to Harley last night. Business is going well. They're certainly doing a great job, but I want to mention that, as he mentions to me all the time, there's no risk in calling them at 866-90-NATION or going to windownation.com and getting an estimate. The estimates are free. They can do it virtually. They can do it in your home. You can shop the offer they provide. You don't have to make a decision that day. They'll give you ample time with the quote that they provide for you to make a decision. Call them, 866-90-NATION. Go to windownation.com. Buy two, get two free. No money down, no payments, and no interest for 24 months. Tell them that Kevin Sheehan sent you.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
Coming up in about 15 minutes. Also, what Ron Rivera said about the team name next hour. Training camp is here. It opens today in Richmond. Ron Rivera will be on the show tomorrow. You will hear that. Describe your feelings, your expectations. Not record-wise, but what are you feeling right now? We're less than 2 months away from the opener. We're less than 2 weeks away from the preseason opener, or just less than 3 weeks away from the preseason opener. How are you feeling? Are you excited? You think this is a really good team? As excited as you've been in a long time? Are you cautiously optimistic? Do you think we're still a year or two away, or is it something you just don't care that much about? You can vote on the Twitter poll presented by Window Nation at Kevin Sheehan DC, or you can call in right now at 301-230-0980. Let's start with Chad. Chad's calling from one of my favorite cities in America, and that is Nashville, Tennessee. Chad, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, it's been a long time since I've called in. And Brandon, hey, I'm sorry. I don't know where I was thinking with Anthony. I spaced out a little bit. But hey, Kevin, I would say all of the above besides the I don't care. You know, here in Nashville, all my friends, I have just been nothing but just ecstatic about this team. I mean, I'm a fourth generation Skins fan. okay? And since I've been alive, I'm 28. I can't think of a time where I was this excited about this team. And I think it's mostly, you know, coaching, talent, potential. I think, like I said, I would say all of the above. I firmly believe that they can really do something this year. Now, the schedule really, when I looked at it, I was like, oh, man, it's rough. I mean, they got a hard schedule, you know. And when I talk to my friends here about it, you know, they've always given me so much crap about the Skins and how horrible they are and a horrible organization. And now, finally, even they are like, man, this team could be dangerous. I mean, it could be good. And I don't want to get too ahead of myself because I always feel like I do. I'm maybe one of the few that still follows this team religiously every day. I listen to you guys every day. But I feel like my faith is put in the right direction as far as where this team is going. I am excited. I can't wait for training camp.
Yeah, well, it's here. It's here. And I appreciate the call. And, you know, you're very reflective of something that I've talked about in the past. And that is, you know, and it doesn't just go for this particular team. When you live outside the market that of the teams that you root for, I think there's an extra sort of a level of pride, you know, in your neighborhood, among your friends, because you're trying to represent D.C. and you're trying to represent the teams. I've always felt that way. I think people outside of this market haven't been as off-put over the last, you know, 10 to 20 years, like a lot of us who have lived it day to day. Not that you can't live it day to day, but I think there's something else at work there. You're not amongst all of the other fans. You're sort of an outlier, and you get your competitive sort of spine into position, and you're defensive, and you want to back your team, and I like that. With that said, too, you're 28 years old, and there's no doubt that for people your age, this is one of those seasons. It's very rare. It's a season in which you can be legitimately optimistic about a team having a chance to be competitive and having a winning season and be in contention, you know, for the postseason. Those have been few and far between, and that, you know, if that starts to happen year in and year out, then you get what I got at 28 years old, which is every year thinking you have a chance to be in the hunt for a Super Bowl. And that's what it was. You know, Bobby in North Carolina knows that, and Bobby will go to right now. Bobby knows that for, you know, 2 to 3 decades, it wasn't whether or not we were going to be in the playoffs. It was whether or not that particular year was a Super Bowl type of team year. It was always, under Joe Gibbs, a playoff year. You know, a 10, 11, 12 win type of team. Bobby, what are your feelings going into this season? I know you've shared them with us before, but training camp this year, how do you feel?
Real quick on what you just said, Kevin, those were awesome times in our younger years. I tell my family now, to this day, all the young ones, and they look at me like a deer in headlights. I mean, we were the deal for a couple decades back, early, you know, a long time ago. But cautiously optimistic is probably a good way to describe it. You know, we've been burnt so many times over the last 25 to 30 years with bad football. But, Kevin, we're trending in a good way. And let me ask you this question, because you're a homer and a diehard like I am, same age. The roster makeup as of today, to me, going into this season starting today, this is the best team we have put on the field in 25 or 30 years, Kevin, from top to bottom. We've got depth in a lot of positions. Got good players.
Yeah.
And if the quarterback plays,
Bobby,
January,
you're breaking up. Bobby, you're breaking up there. We'll catch you next time. But I get the gist of what you're saying. 25, 30 years. Well, it's certainly not in 30 years. 30 years ago was the 91 season, the greatest team in franchise history. In the last 20, 25 years, you know, again, not that they've ever had the quarterback answer, but they've had better quarterback answers on paper. Sorry, but Cousins was a better quarterback answer on paper. Brad Johnson was a better quarterback answer on paper. Certainly RG3's rookie season, I don't know if that'll be matched by Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think when we have these conversations, the one thing you have to step back and look at sort of like and consider the league. The bottom line is, if you're not a team with an absolute answer at the most important position on the field, you can't be considered a legitimate Super Bowl contender year in and year out. We just haven't seen an example of a team that doesn't have one that's a sustained Super Bowl contender. So until we know that we have one at the quarterback position, there's always going to be that as the, okay, put the brakes on. Let's just slow the roll here. Let's go to Kenny in Greenbelt. Kenny, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin? So,
hey, Kenny.
Here's my take. Okay, so here's my take on it. I'm 41 years old. I've been a diehard Redskins fan since the golden years, you know, 91 season. But this roster right here, I think this is the best roster that we've had in a long time, because both sides of the ball, they complement each other. Like, I feel like our defense will help our offense by keeping the opponents score down, and our offense will help our defense by getting off the by not getting off the field on third downs. You know, we got a lot of talent on offense and defense. We don't have the best players, but we have good players at serviceable positions. So I feel like because our offense is better than it was the last few years, they can keep up with our defense now. And so that's how I feel like we'll be better. No, and I feel like I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And it's something that Clinton pointed out is, you know, better offense is going to keep the defense off the field. I want everybody to understand this, that in terms of time of possession last year, Washington was right in the middle of the pack. It wasn't that they were at the bottom of the league offensively in time of possession, like they were going three and out the whole year. They weren't. They finished 17th in time of possession last year. So there were games in which they dominated time of possession. And most of those games were the games in which the defense was getting the opposing offense off the field because the opposing offense was so bad. D in DC, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just wanted to say I'm actually excited. I'm extremely excited, but I'm cautious. You know, I like what Ryan Fitzpatrick did in Miami. You know, he had a lot of young guys, and he was slinging the football. You know, and they were doing good, and then they put him on the bench, and that kind of affected him. And I also like to get Deshaun Watson. You know, I want to get Deshaun Watson, but I think that's going to mess up our chemistry. You know, because the guys like Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know what I mean? I'm all over the place, man. I'm glad we gave Jonathan Allen his deal. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad, but then, you know, during the season, we might catch some COVID cases. You know, I mean, who knows? You know what I mean? I'm just all over the place, man. But
Of course. I appreciate the call. I'm up against a hard break. But, yeah, I mean, injuries, COVID, all that stuff. I mean, we can't take that into consideration right now and how you feel. I mean, those things are totally unpredictable. Thanks for the call. Sorry for those I didn't get to. John Keim will join us next. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, Team980.com, also on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.